testify.
Testify.
If God's been good to you,
tell him his goodness.
You ought to testify.
Testify.
If I get a witness,
tell him his goodness.
Get up.
Get up. Testify.
Somebody shout glory.
Tell him his goodness.
Get up.
Get up. Testify.
Get up.
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 Get up. Somebody ought to testify.
Welcome to another episode of the Unscripted Pulpit. It's Austin here. So glad we could be with you on this wonderful day. Today is Saturday. Don't know what day it is where you're listening at. We want to welcome some guests on. We are currently live on YouTube. So now when we are recording podcasts, we're also going to be live. So kind of like a good old radio show. So we'll play a couple songs in the beginning, and then you'll hear our intro come on, and we'll come in and take over and do a little bit of filming. Before we get started, as always, just a little bit of housekeeping. We want to go over with you for just a moment. We have an updated website, and we are so incredibly excited. We cannot even begin to think of how awesome this is. We have merch. Meaning, we have items that you can go and buy. I told somebody, Jeremiah's here with me, so if you hear me talking to somebody, that's who I'm talking to. Well, of course, Jeremiah's here with me. It's his show, too. Anyways, so I told this lady the other day, I said, we have merch. And she's like, what's a merch? And I was like, clothes, hats, cups, stuff like that. And she's like, huh? And I was like, merchandise is slang. Merch is slang for merch. She couldn't understand what in the world I was trying to get across. But again, check out our website. I am unbelievably excited about our website. So on our website, we have a couple different things. A couple different options, I guess one would say. So if y'all hear me stuttering around, we got some new stuff going on, so just overlook me here. Let's see here. So on our website, we have a new tab at the top called merch. With our merch store, there is all kinds of stuff on there. There is shirts, hats. There is cups. There is, Lord, all kinds of stuff. If I can figure out just a moment, trying to multitask. So, well, for those that are listening to this podcast wise, you aren't going to be able to know what I'm humming and sewing about. But for those that are on our live right now, I apologize. There is. Maybe I figured it out. Oh, I did figure it out. Okay. So, on our website, you will see at the top our merch store. With our merch store, you can go up there and click on merch. Click on, there we go. Click on
just
merch
store. Just a little bit delay.
There's just a little bit of a delay. So anyways, you can click on the merch store. You'll see down here at the bottom where it says shop now, you'll see pictures of our merchandise and stuff, but you actually have to click the shop now to go into the store. Once you go into the store, it will bring you to, sorry, y'all, we're just trying this. We had a lot of requests, to be able to go live. We've got some friends that work out of town and they wanted to be able to interact, but they couldn't be on their phones because they drive and different stuff. So you just have to kind of overlook us for a minute. But you can go in on our website and click shop now. Shop now will take you to our actual store. On our store, hold on, let me back out of this stuff. Let me get back to where I want to be at. Okay, on our store, there is all kinds of cool stuff. We love our store. We are so happy to have it. We have some really awesome hoodies. They have our logo on them. So we actually have two hoodies right now. We have a first gen, and then we have a second gen. The first gen has our logo, our original logo. So we'll get into explaining that. Has our original logo on it, which is the two people supposed to be me and Jeremiah standing on a book. I don't want to say standing on a Bible because that sounds disrespectful. And then on the back, it says, walking on with Jesus. That's the official, the Unscripted Pulpit hoodie. It's called the TUP hoodie, T-U-P. That's our abbreviation. And then Gen 2 has our new logo on it. On the front, it has our new Unscripted Pulpit logo. And then on the back, it says 3 nails, 1 cross, 4 given with a cross in the middle of that. So that's our first one. And then that hoodie, we also have a matching t-shirt to. It's called the Forgiven t-shirt. And then, of course, we have some cups, hats. And then we have our sister Sarah is working to work out what she wants for merch. But for right now, we do have a Pen and Praise notebook. Those are actually really nice. And then probably my favorite thing on our store is our John 3:16 Under Armour backpack.
That Under Armour is phenomenal. I am surprised that we got an actual brand, a branded backpack. And I believe even our pastor has said that he would love to have one of those. The folks with pastor appreciation coming up, this might be a gift that you might want to consider for your pastor.
And the good thing about it is that's embroidered. That's right. Not sticky or anything. Right. They will actually embroider those.
Because a lot of times when you buy something that has words on it, it's just tacked on there with plastic and it comes off whenever you carry it around or get dirty or whatever. But this would be a great gift idea for your pastor. Anybody in your life has
it. Right for Christmas presents.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And listen, y'all, they are $92.
Yeah.
And you're going to, the money's going to a good cause. You're going to plant a seed of faith. But we vowed from the beginning we're not going to go off on tangents about money. But y'all would be helping us out a little bit. It takes a lot to run this thing. Now, the one thing that we want to cover. For those of our fellow church members, brothers and sisters in Christ, as well as family and, close friends that know the story. I've got a story. I'll tell you the story very, very quickly. I wish I had it pulled up because I would just play the video. Our church, Corbin Full Gospel Church of God, was at a festival. We have a food trailer that we used for the Daniel Boone Festival in Barbville, Kentucky. And we were selling lemonade, and this little girl walked up and told our preacher that the lemonade was bussin', B-U-S-S-I-N, bussin'. And the preacher looked at her and said, "We'll give you your money back." And she said, "No, that means it's good." So my pastor, Pastor Jerome Cox, has been on this little bit of a little frenzy about bussin'. And so we have made t-shirts. My pastor has in termed his new little motto, "My Jesus is Bussin'." And so we have made t-shirts with a cartoon Pastor Cox on the front, and it with a little speech bubble. It says, "My Jesus is Bussin'." And then on the back, it says, "Corbin Full Gospel Church of God, Pastor Reverend Jerome Cox, taste and see that the Lord is good." Psalms 34 and 8. Those shirts are on our website. Those shirts are $25. All the money from those shirts go directly to the church. The Unscripted Pulpit makes no monetary gain from the sale of that item. So a little over half goes to the church. They're $25 shirts, not including shipping, and the church receives $15 per shirt. All of our clothing items on our website come extra small to 5X. There is anything over 2X. Well, actually, if I'm not mistaken, anything over large. So extra large. No, anything over extra large. I'm sorry. There is, unfortunately, a fee. So extra large, extra small through extra large is $25, 2X, 27, 3X, 29, 4X, 31, and 5X, 33. So, unfortunately, but we can't control that. So, but we do all wanted to offer all the sizes. Also have some stickers. We have a "My Jesus is Bussin'" sticker, and then we also have an Unscripted Pulpit sticker. Like I said, a whole lot of coolness that we are so very excited about. A killer hat. I love that hat.
Yes.
The t-shirts, the whole nine yards. Anyways, back to our website. Next, after the merch store, we're just going to kind of try to cover all this at once. Next to the merch store, you'll have the Where to Listen. You can find us on all your major streaming platforms. Follow us on Facebook. You can listen on Spotify, YouTube. We go live on YouTube as of today. Amazon Music, iHeartRadio Podcast, Pandora. You can also look at your Googles and your Amazons and tell them to play the Unscripted Pulpit after you favorited them in your playlist. And then you can play those. We're also on Apple Podcasts as well through iPhones. Prayer requests. We have thought about it, prayed about it, fasted on it, and we wanted to give away that you could get your prayer request to us. We have a form on there. You can put your next stuff with your prayer request on it. Down at that bottom, would you like us to follow up with you? Click yes, y'all. Because some of us, we will call you and pray with you. We want to know. We want to know when your victory comes. These are completely private. Your prayer requests are private. Nobody know about them except for me, Brother Jeremiah, and Sister Sarah, which are the three staff members of the Unscripted Pulpit. Or down there at the bottom, there's our phone number. You can text them to us. Either option is fine, whatever you want to do. News and press releases, that's our news section. A QR code down there, scan it with your phone. You can be a guest on the show and then a contact us form. Maybe you have a suggestion for an episode or somebody you want to get on. Nice little calendar down there that I probably don't keep up with. I really should, though. And then Sister Sarah, pen and praise. Sister Sarah sits down and she writes and she does a phenomenal job and comes up with, I mean, the Lord works on her because I couldn't come up with half this stuff. It's on there. It's going to be her little blog. We will upload those as time permits that she gets those wrote. The Meet Your Host section. Most of you know my pretty face. Most of you know Jeremiah's pretty face. And most of you know Sarah's face. Now, when she hears that, she's going to kill me for saying that. Now, a lot of y'all know the three of us. Jeremiah and I have been the dynamic duo for a while, but to some of our other listeners, if you don't know us, you can hop on there, quick bio of all of us with our picture. Cadell Publishing, Brother Jeremiah, wrote a book, about 2 years ago, ballpark? There's a link on there to go buy that. It's called The Lighthouse Keeper. It's a really good book. I was the first one to read it. Loved it. And then, of course, our contact us. Y'all can reach out to us by email at info@theunscriptedpulpit.com or call us, give us a ring-a-ding-ding, 859-412-2187. Those of you that are joining us on YouTube, that should be on your screen right now. You should see that there. So if you're listening online, feel free to give us a call. We're sitting here. We're going to be live for a while. Podcast-wise, we'll probably record about an hour of that, but we will remain live for a good little bit. To all those that have followed us in the past couple of days, we appreciate you. We love you. We thank you so much. But let's break it down and get into it. Let's see. Jeremiah, how was your week?
Well, I had a eventful week. I had work this week, and, you know, a lot of times when you go to work, keep your head down, you do your job, you go home. But there are those special days when people come in, and they're just excited to tell you about what God's doing. And yesterday, while I was at work, and the night before, there was several people that come in, and they were just so excited to tell me about God. Just so excited about it. They were going to the, what was it, the Green Space?
Yes.
In Williamsburg. And if you haven't heard, folks, they have been having a revival, and it has been majestic, and it has been awesome. There have been souls saved. There have been hearts touched. There have been people gathering and flocking towards it 30 and 40 minutes before it even started. Get in the spirit of the Lord, and it has been awesome.
It actually ended yesterday night due to the space that they were having it in was booked, and it ended last night. It ended the night before. What is today? Saturday? Please. It ended Thursday night, y'all.
Yeah.
And they had 20 souls saved.
Praise the Lord.
And a majority of those were young adults. And then, I don't mean to cut you off, but while I'm on the subject, Friday morning, the first priority of Whitley County Schools met, and there was three or four more saved there. I don't know why I feel the urge to want to read this, but I'm going to. I didn't mean to cut you off there, Jeremiah, but Pastor Jerome Cox, our pastor of the Corbin Full Gospel Church of God, him and I was talking yesterday, and he shared a thought with me, and I really like this. I'm thinking Jeremiah might have read it as well. I don't know if he's seen it or not, but it says, "The recent discussion between the altar by Pastor Jerome Cox. If the altar could talk, what would they say? I've been preached on, ran on, anointed, prayed on, prophesied over, heard the heavenly sound of tongues shouted on, seen tears of sorrow and pain turn into tears of joy. I felt chains fall off, shackles fall upon me. I've seen knees bowed and hands raised. I've smelled the breath of the drunkard and felt the cursing pulse of the drug addict. And then felt the calming peace of God take its place as they become a new creature in Christ Jesus. I've seen the confusion state of mind and homosexual cleared and their path renewed. I've heard children seek guidance and direction for their lives and their family, and heard those same children pleading to the Lord. Other altars have been said to grown cold and dusty. I felt no tears and seen no bowed knees. I've only held fake flowers and decorations, but I long for the crying souls. I am only made of wood, but so was the cross, death unto life, and I long to see it again, the way I hear the other altars talk." And the thought that comes along with that was the importance of the altar. And if I had to add anything to that, I would add that some altars have been asked to leave. Some altars aren't even in the conversation.
Right.
But, you know, I thought that was a cool little thing. I thought I'd read that. Again, that was from our pastor. But we really enjoyed that. And that could actually go 1,000 miles deeper. But anyways, let's see. Oh, Y'all, if you didn't go to the Southern National Youth Rally in Fondy, Kentucky, y'all missed a good time. That was I'm telling you, it was a great service. I mean, I ate it up. Our pastor, Jerome Cox, preached Thursday night, and then Brother John Walden preached last night. And then they had a service this morning, but I wasn't able to go to it. But I watched it on the live stream, and it was just as good. I don't know how many was saved there, but, I mean, the altars were full every single night. So there is definitely a craving for more Jesus. But, Jerry, I'll give it back to you. Sorry, I went on a tangent there.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Yeah, what he was talking about, the altar, you know, a lot of them, well, he was just talking that a lot of them had just grown dust, and it's just – a lot of people that go into church, they see someone at the altar, they're like, what's going on here? And it's somebody you've went to church with your whole life, but they're in the altar praying. And a lot of times our immediate reaction is, what have they done wrong?
Yep.
Why are they up there praying?
That's an issue I have.
Yeah. You're like, what's going on up there? You
know? No, not me as in wanting to know what about they're praying about, but as in the aspect of, I don't go to the altar when I should because I'm concerned what others would think.
You know, and there was a pastor one time that told me, he said, do not ever be ashamed to go to the altar. Mm-hmm. He said, a lot of times people will think the worst of you when you're up there praying, but if you're up, when you're up there praying and you're asking God to move in a situation in your life, the altar's where you need to be. And it don't have to be at church. A lot of times it happens at church because we feel like that's the holiest of places.
That's right.
But we can make an altar at our home. We can make a place where we can go to God at home. There was a movie one time a few years ago. It's called War Room. And this woman had a closet in her house that was a war room to her. That whenever she needed to go to battle with Satan, she began to pray in her closet against the things that he was throwing out after her. And it was called a war room. Now that doesn't have to be at a church. A lot of times we feel like it has to be at a church. It has to be where we go. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I have even had to pull over on the side of the road and pray to God over things that I have been internally struggling with that would rock my world. It's very common to a Christian to have things that are gonna rock your world, and you're just, you know, hanging on. You feel like you're hanging on to Jesus with a thread, but you're still attached. You're still attached to Him. This life is not meant to be hunky dory and sunshine and rainbows all the time. You're going to have things that you're going to come across in this life when you're walking with Jesus that throw you off to the side, and you're just like, well, why did he do that? Or why am I going through this? But, you know, the important thing to get from all the things that we have to go through is that there's a reason for it. One day we're not going to be on, we're, Jesus is going to call us home, and we're going to go to heaven to our great reward. And that is the ultimate goal, should be the ultimate goal for everyone who is a Christian. I feel very strongly about the altar. You know, even when me and Sarah were first married, you know, she had asked my dad to make an altar for us. And he's still working. He's working on it, because every time he starts to build one, he finds another way to build it differently. I think that says a lot about us as Christians. You know, we're always trying to be better, be extraordinary in different things. And, you know, one morning I woke up and my dad had sent me and my wife a text, and he was like, I have not forgotten the altar. And, you know, I read that text and I was thinking, well, I haven't either. You know what I mean? There's never been a time in my life where I have felt there hasn't never been a time in my life where God has laid something on my heart where I haven't had to get down on bended knee and pray and ask Him what He wants me to do and how He wants me to say it. You know, God has a way of getting us back on track and, you know, moving us where we need to be and giving us the words we need to speak and the tools we need to do the job. It's very, I know Austin has war room. He has a prayer table. He gets down on it and he prays.
I've got a whole bedroom, y'all. I live alone and I've got a whole bedroom and there's nothing but a single bench sitting in the middle of it. And I tell you what, I trod them floors.
Because, you know, is a common thing that we have to do. This podcast doesn't just happen. When me and Austin began to talk about this, began to pray about this, God began to open doors and move things in the right direction. And, you know, even discounting mics for us to talk on. And it was just, you know, us walking in faith and knowing that God was going to bless it if we were able to do it. And, you know, even Austin himself was talking not too long ago, I believe it's last episode, that, you know, whenever he was buying equipment for the podcast, he got it all the way up to the register, didn't know how he was going to pay for it, and then scanned it, and it was way cheaper than he thought it was, what he thought it was going to be.
But I'm not talking, I've got the receipts. I've actually got framing on them if I can get a frame to put them in. Say, a lot cheaper. I don't mean just a couple dollars. We're talking $98, $99 stuff we got for $20. I mean, we have got all kinds of stuff that we shouldn't have.
Right.
Because we don't have the stuff to do it. I mean, and then, you know, we were talking about how we were going to be able to set up a makeshift studio. That happened just sporadically. We wasn't planning it. It just happened. And then we were talking about needing an area in Jeremiah's next, near closer to Sarah and Jeremiah. And then poof, property was available for us to be able to borrow to use from time to time. So, I mean, it's just a lot of things have took place, but they all started at the altar.
Yes. Even me and Sarah, you know, there have been times where we have, God has laid something on our heart. We began to pray about it. And even in the comfort of our own homes, just praying for each other. Because, you know, I know I need constant, I feel like I wouldn't say supervision, but
structure.
I need structure. Structure. That's what Sarah brings to the relationship. She brings that structure I need. But all jokes aside, you know, there have been times where I need to lift it up. Like, I can preach, I can, you know, I'll sing if you want me to. A lot of people don't want me to, and that's okay. But there have been times where I've needed to lift it up because I've just poured and poured and poured and poured and poured out of myself. And my wife be praying for me, or I be praying for her, and she's coming to me and she's saying, well, Jeremiah, I've struggled with this, and I don't feel like I'm good enough, or I don't feel like I'm strong enough to keep doing what I've been doing. You know, that requires uplift in prayer. And even Austin, even on our website says we stretched the term battle buddies because, you know, we are battle buddies because there's so many things that you go through and you have to fight for to find peace in this walk. I'm telling you, it's crazy. I couldn't be more grateful for my wife and Austin and this podcast because, you know, we're finally, I feel like when we first started this podcast, slow go at the first, and we just, there was a point in it where we were just like, I know God, you started this. I know you perfected this, and you have called us to do this work, but we don't feel like we're getting anywhere. And then we had some issues come up. We took a little break, come back, and we're starting to see real lives being changed. And that's not nothing that we did. That's all to God. Glory to God. But I'm going to turn it back over to Austin because it's his turn today to – it's not – okay. It's not his turn today. He had his Bible opened up, and I was like, well, okay, all righty then. I was ready. I guess I've got a little something here. And then with Jesus, it's never just a little something.
You sitting here saying it's my turn. You told me yesterday that you was tore up and ready to go. So have at it, buddy.
Okay. Okay. I will go with mine today. And I know he's going to get fired up. Before this is over, he's going to be tore up from the floor up. And it's going to be awesome. Any time where you can get together and talk about the Lord, it's always a good time. I hope that while on this live that you're able to either call in, give us your thoughts, or you want us to pray for you, whatever it be. If you feel the need to call and talk to us, you are more than welcome anytime. Do not have a fear of interruptions because we're unscripted. We do what the Lord tells us to do, and we're just going to let it fly. Now, I'd like to talk to you today about Moses. And the part of scripture that I'd like to read is in Exodus 4. It's Exodus 4. We'll start at 1. Now, up to this point, Moses is talking to the Lord, and the Lord is telling him to go and do so. And like Moses, many of us, when God tells us to do something, we're thinking, we're sitting back, we're thinking, well, Lord, I don't think you want me to do that. I won't say everything right, or I'll stutter, or I'll say something wrong. And instead of pushing them to you, Lord, I will push them away. And, you know, we try our very best to talk our way out of a blessing. But in Exodus 4, in 4 verse 1, it says, "And Moses answered and said, Behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, The Lord hath not appeared unto thee." And in verse 2, it says, "And the Lord said unto him, What is that in thine hand? And he said, A rod. And he said, Cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, Put forth thine hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. That they believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee." Now, this staff was something Moses had probably carried for a very long time. And up to this point, it was just a rod. But God had asked Moses to do something for him, to go back to the Pharaoh and tell him to let his people go. And Moses, like many of us, was, "They're not going to believe me. They're going to think I'm crazy. They're going to think that I'm just nuttier than fruitcake. If I go back to them and tell them that the Lord has sent me here, and the Lord is looking at Moses, and he takes something that he's probably used his entire life. That rod," he said, "What is that in thine hand?" He said, "A rod." And he said, "Cast it on the ground." And when he cast it on the ground, it became a serpent. And Moses, like many of us, if something just transformed into a snake, we would have probably fled from it too. Like, whoa, that's a little too close to home. But God has a way of calling us into a job, position, whatever it may be. And He gives us all the tools we need to do the job, but we just need to have faith in knowing that He's going to keep providing us the tools that we need. What do you think about that, Austin?
I am so sorry. You'll have to continue. I've got something going on. I got something cracking down over here.
Okay, you're good. You're good. You're good. And I want to just jump down to verse 10 there in chapter 4. And Moses is a lot like many of us. And Moses said unto the Lord, "Oh, my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue." And the Lord said unto him in verse 11, "Who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore, go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say." So God has already showed Moses that He will give him the tools that he needs. But Moses is still on the fence, like many of us. We'll get into the process of doing what the Lord's called us to do, but then we get scared. We get nervous. We get anxious. We let that little voice in the back of our head say, "Oh, no, you're not a speaker. You don't get behind that pulpit and start preaching. No. You remember whenever you were making your order at McDonald's and you were stuttering? You don't want that happening up here." See, fear is going to be what's keeping you from what God's got for you. You know, there was a guy I went to church with one time, and he had the most beautiful singing voice. I mean, the most beautiful singing voice. He sounded like a songbird when he would sing. But he was so nervous and so tore up that a lot of time he wouldn't get up to sing, because he didn't want people looking at him. He didn't want people looking at him and thinking it was all him. It was a battle for him to get up and sing. And a lot of times when the pastor of that church would call on him, he would say, "Oh, no, I can't sing," or, "Oh, no, I can't do that." And it would, you know, you could tell that he was very serious about it. But when he would get up and sing, he would turn his face from the crowd to sink. And I'm telling you, when I say it was from God, because he would open up and he would start singing, and it was just like heaven was just flowing through this man. But he didn't have the confidence. He, well, a lot of times would let the devil keep him in that pew when he needed to get up and sing. And the same in this. Moses is feeling inadequate. He's saying, "I'm not eloquent. I'm not a speaker. I'm of slow speech and of a slow tongue. You know, I'm going to mess up. I'm going to say things. You know, I'm going to stutter. I'm going to do these different things." But God reminds him. He's like, "Who hath made your mouth? Who maketh the dumb or deaf or the seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord? I have made you. I have made you from nothing. I have pulled nothing out of the air and made you from your head to your toes. I've made all of you, and I can make you speak. I can make you do the things that I have called you to do." And in verse 13, he says, and he said, "O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of whom thou wilt send." And now 14 says, "And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart." A lot of times God will ask us to do something, and we're terrified. We're terrified by ourselves that we can't do it. We just ain't strong enough. We won't say the right words. We won't have the right things to say. And God, in His wisdom, has already planned
what we will say and who will be the one to say it, and who will give us confidence in being able to say what he has laid on our heart. He's pointed out this appointed spokesman, that Aaron is the one that's going to help Moses be able to have confidence when he says what he needs to say to the Pharaoh. And in 15, and thou shalt speak unto him and put words in his mouth, and I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth, and will teach you what ye shall do. He's gonna put words in our mouth and words in the mouths of others that are going to be there with us. We're not meant to go this alone. Verse 16, and he shall be thy spokesman unto the people, and he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shalt be to him instead of God. And thou shalt take his rod in thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. So he's given Moses the confidence to go and speak these things that the Lord has laid on his heart to do. And that Aaron would go with him and give him confidence and instill in him the ability to be able to have the right words to say and have the courage and wisdom to do what the Lord has called him to do. And in verse 18 it says, and Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said unto him, let me go, I pray thee, and return unto my brethren which are in Egypt, and see whether they be yet alive. And Jethro said to Moses, go in peace. And the Lord said unto Moses in Midian, go return into Egypt, for all the men are dead which sought thy life. And Moses took his wife and his sons and set them upon an ass, and he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand. See, in just a few scriptures there, he didn't know what to do. But God told him, he said, I'm going to give you the rod. And whenever it's in your hand, it's a rod. But whenever we throw it down on the ground, it turns into whatever it needs to be. And Moses' apprehension was, you know, I'm slow tongue and I'm going to not be able to say what you need me to say. And God said, I'm going to send someone with you that's going to be like your mouth. And I'm going to give him the words to say and you the words to say. And you all are going to have everything you need to say. And with all that, all the tools that he needed, God was like, here they are. And Moses, with a turn of a few scriptures, is ready to go. Now, does that mean he wasn't nervous? Absolutely not. I'm sure he was. I'd be terrified. But he gathers up everything he needs to get, and then he goes on to Egypt. And in 21 it says, and the Lord said unto Moses, when thou goest to return into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thine hand, but I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go. So God's asked him to go and say all these things to Pharaoh. He's given him all the tools he needs. God tells Moses, he said, I will harden his heart that he shall not let the people go. Verse 22, and thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. And it came to pass by the way in the end that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son, and cast it at his feet, and said, surely a bloody husband art thou to me. So he let him go. Then she said, a bloody husband thou art because of the circumcision. And the Lord said to Aaron, go into the wilderness to meet Moses. And he went and met him in the mount of God and kissed him. And Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord who had sent him and all the signs which he had commanded him. Verse 29, and Moses and Aaron went in and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron spake all the words which the Lord had spoken unto Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people. He had to show that he was from of God, and that God had showed him all these things. And he had to go and tell all these things. And the people believed him when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel, and that he had looked upon their affliction. Then they bowed their heads and worshipped. I'm just going to continue reading here, so just bear with me.
And in verse 5, verse 1, it says, "And afterward Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, 'Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness.' And Pharaoh said, 'Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go.'" See, there's going to be opposition. And there was opposition in Moses' time, and I'm sure in your, in any time God asks him anything of you, there's going to be opposition to it. But God's asking you to trust him, to have faith in him, that he's going to give you the tools that you need. And in verse 3, it says, "And they said, 'The God of the Hebrews hath met with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey into the desert, and sacrifice unto the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword.' And the king of Egypt said unto them, 'Wherefore do ye, Moses and Aaron, let the people from their works get you unto your burdens?' And Pharaoh said, 'Behold, the people of the land now are many, and you make them rest from their burdens.'" So, with all that, God's going to give you the tools that you need to go into the battle. He's going to give you the confidence to do what you need to do and say what you need to say. There's going to be opposition, of course. There's opposition to every corner. It seems that every time we get up to do what God's called us to do, there's something stopping us. I remember one time I was in church, and the Lord laid it on my heart. He said, "You need to go pray with that man up there on the front pew. You need to go pray with him. He's lost, and he needs to be saved. He's under the spirit of conviction. You need to go pray with him." And I was just sitting there in my pew, and I was thinking, "Lord, you don't want me to go up there, because I'm not going to do it right. I'm not like a lot of these people in this church. They just get up and do it, and, you know, they've got so much confidence in the way they walk, and they can say everything perfect. They could probably quote the Bible better than I can. It's just not something I can do." And I sat there in that pew, and I just kept saying, "No, I'm not going to get up. No, I'm going to get up." Well, my wife got up, went and prayed with that man, and that man got saved. And when she was praying with him, she began to walk the aisles of that church and began to shout. And God gave her the shout in that service. And God was able to bless her. God's asking many of us to stand up for him, to say things that are hard to say and difficult to say. He's given us all the tools to do it. All we've got to do is be the ones to say, "Yes, God, I'll go. I'll go and do whatever you tell me to do. And I'll say what you want me to say, and I'll use the tools that you have lent to me." We have to walk with that spirit of faith and believing that God knows what he's doing and what he's called us to do. Brother Austin, do you have anything?
I don't think so. Not for this episode. We're going to work on some stuff, and I'll have some on the next episode. I know I didn't talk much today. There was a lot of adversaries left and right that I was dealing with in the background while Brother Jeremiah took care of some stuff and brought y'all this episode. But, you know, we'll get it. We'll have another episode where I'll do a little bit more talking. Before we go, we want to remind you all of our website, different things. Y'all have heard this before. If you listen at all, you've heard of our website. Check us out on there. There's a lot of stuff on there. Also, check out our some of our sponsors. If you check out these sponsors, you get discounts. Hyperstyle is a brand of men's clothing. Phenomenal stuff. There's going to be details and descriptions of these. You can check them out. If you use code PULPIT10, you will get a percentage off your order. Also, Bare Knuckle Gloves, check them out. You get 15% off your order with promo code THEPULPIT10. They got some really good gloves. And probably one of my favorites that we've been able to pair with is Cozy Earth. Best bed sheets and PJs on the market. They are phenomenal. They're comfortable. I'm a hot sleeper. I love them. They keep you cool. You get free shipping. Any order over $50, you have a 100-night sleep trial. 10-year warranty, and they will bring you lasting luxury and comfort into your home. Use promo code ThePulpit10 and receive 41% off of your order. There'll be details down in the description for those. Check those fine folks out. They're all three great companies. You can look them up by their names on Google www.buybareknuckleglovesdot.com. www.cozyearth.com and hypertough.com or hypernatural style. Sorry. Check them out as well. I was saying hypertough from something else. But check out those companies. They've been nice to pair with us and help us out. So check them out. Purchase something from them. But again, we thank you all for listening, and we will join you all back here again very, very soon.
Well, tell him his goodness.
Tell him his goodness.
Come on, testify.
Testify.
If God's been good to you,
tell him his goodness.
You ought to testify.
Testify.
If I get a witness,
tell him his goodness.
Get up,
get up.
Testify. Somebody shout glory.